RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you news commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian government announces 8th economic package with focus on one map policy, oil and gas aviation. Indonesian ambassador bids farewell after tenure of remarkable progress. To realize peace in the Indian Ocean, it is required a concrete cooperation. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government unveiled its 8 set of stimulus packages on Monday, highlighting a MAP policy to streamline land acquisition for infrastructure development and 2 other policies to spur growth in oil and gas and the aviation sectors. The so-called One MAP policy was introduced by Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Darmin Nasution. A national-level effort orchestrated by the government, local administrations, and other government bodies will harmonize all maps in the archipelago nation under one reference map, which will use the 1 to 50,000 scale. Fiscal and non-fiscal policies were also announced by Darmin, aiming at accelerating the development of oil refineries in the country. The policies include opening up oil refineries to private sectors outside of the state energy giant Pertamina. Darmin said that new oil refinery projects will also be integrated with developments in the petrochemical industry in a bid to move the country up the global value chain and control import. The economic minister said that the government is also working to deregulate the process of sending spare parts into Indonesia in an effort to bolster the aviation industry. Indian Ambassador Gurjit Singh, who bids farewell to Jakarta this Wednesday, has noted key areas for his successor to focus on, including the strengthening of business-to-business relationships and boosting tourism and education cooperation. Singh, who has served as ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste for more than 3 years, said that he was happy with the trade figure despite suffering a deficit as the country import raw commodities from Indonesia, but the Asian giant also wishes to see greater effort from its Indonesian counterpart to tap the Indian market. India sends about 10 trade delegations a year for trade promotion in different sectors to seek opportunity in Southeast Asia's biggest economy, but from Indonesia's side, it has been lacking. India planned to develop 100 smart cities and that the country's commitment during the last G20 meeting to build renewable power capacities of up to 175 gigawatts by 2022 would cut fossil fuel use and help reduce the carbon print of the nation. Similarly, on investment, Singh noted that Indian corporations from the 1970s to today have sunk about $15 billion worth of investment in Indonesia. Indian Ocean becomes one of the important areas as the international trade lines with quite dense activities, so that it is required cooperation for the countries in the region that can bring benefits to the surrounding countries. as stated by Professor of the Faculty of Humanities, University of Indonesia, Susanto Zuhdi, in the National Seminar on the Intersection of Culture and Civilization in the Indian Ocean at Lippi Building, Jakarta, Monday.
Oleh sebab itu, kerjasama adalah sebuah keniscayaan yang harus dilakukan.
Therefore, cooperation should be carried out by all countries, particularly those incorporated in the Indian Ocean Rim Association, IORA, in various fields to achieve harmony of life in peace and prosperity. All cross-cultural contacts with the comparison methodology in port cities became a melting pot of diaspora who come to do some social, political, and economic activities, such as trade. In addition, Susanto Zuhdi stated, the Indian Ocean region remain potentially cause problems of security. Therefore, the countries need to approach social and cultural areas in order to create a peaceful edge of the Indian Ocean. The Indonesian government is currently developing the railways as a mode of public transport. In addition to light rail transit LRT in Greater Jakarta, Director General of Railways, Ministry of Transportation, Herman Dwiatmo, Monday in Jakarta said LRT project is also being built in Sulawesi and Sumatra. The project, according to Herman, is being done by state-owned enterprise, namely PT Adikarya TBK and PT Waskita TBK. He added to assess and supervise the value of the project. The Ministry of Transportation has appointed consultants from Japan.
Kalau untuk mempercepat kereta api, caranya kita menggunakan perpres. Jadi peraturan presiden itu menunjuk langsung.
To accelerate the train project, we use president decree. So the decree pointed the state-owned enterprises, they are Adikarya in Greater Jakarta and Waskita in Palembang. They built and then we pay afterward. Now is the research of the value and techniques. Each of them was submitted the contract. Then we hired the Japan consultant to evaluate the value. Herman added, the development process of LRT project will be further developed in February 2016 after the evaluation of documents and calculation of the value of the project is completed. The LRT in Jakarta and Palembang project is targeted to be operational in 2018 before Asian Games begins, where Jakarta and Palembang are the host cities of the event. This news comes to you from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government has scrapped its import tax on 21 categories of airplane spare part as part of its latest economic stimulus package to counter headwinds faced by the country's airlines. The move expands on the similar incentive in September that gave the airlines some relief amid a weakening rupiah against the US dollar, which has caused operational costs to spike. Tengku Burhanuddin, a deputy chairman of the Indonesia Air Carrier Association, welcomed the policy, saying it would improve the country's airlines' competitiveness by reducing their operational costs. The government had scrapped its value added tax for imported aircraft and any related components in September as part of a wider policy package to lessen the burden from a stronger dollar, which has gained 14% against the local currency so far this year. Indonesian airlines typically operate Boeing or Airbus jets to serve domestic routes and operate in-house maintenance units. Indonesia's climate change fund may be at risk of falling into a gray zone as the government grapples with setting up a financing scheme to manage the cash. Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar said in Jakarta on Monday that the government, she said, has not yet completed the assessment of the technical details of each proposed framework, which includes climate fund management under an agency within the Finance Ministry and another to establish an entirely new agency. Siti said she was also considering expanding and strengthening the Indonesia Climate Change Trust Fund, ICCTF, which falls under the purview of the National Development Planning Agency, into the so-called ICCTF Plus, to take on the job. However, President Joko Widodo in late January decided to fold the agency, which at that time had formulated a climate financing method, DAP Fund for Red Indonesia, into the Environment and Forestry Ministry. Joko introduced the outline of Indonesia's climate finance mechanism at the Paris Climate Summit organized by the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change earlier this month, where numerous stakeholders pledged more than $100 billion for global climate funds. The last item, Bali Provincial Tourism Office has noted that the number of British travelers visiting Bali rose by 28.82%, with a maximum number of foreign tourists visiting Bali in October 2015. Bali Tourism Observer Made Sudana said in Denpasar on Monday that this is very encouraging for Bali's tourism sector at a time when economic growth has been less favorable. The British tourists accounted for 4.13% of the total 3.3 million international tourists visiting during January to October 2015. British tourists figured among the top foreign nationality tourists, following those from Korea, Singapore, and Taiwan. Mother Sudana explained that during January to October 2015, the number of British tourists visiting Bali was the highest among those from the European region, followed by France, Germany, and the Netherlands. He added that foreign tourist arrivals in Bali had until now remained dominated by those from Australia, China, and Japan. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian government announces 8th economic package with focus on one map policy, oil and gas, aviation. Indian ambassador bids farewell after tenure of remarkable progress. To realize peace in the Indian Ocean, it is required a concrete cooperation. That was the news.
Listener, coming up next, here is our today's commentary, entitled Indonesia is in a threat of proxy war. Listener, some time ago, the Indonesian military TNI chief Gatot Nurmantio warned that Indonesia is under a threat of proxy war. He predicts conflict among countries will be shifted from the Middle East to the equatorial regions, including Indonesia, which happens to be located right in it. A proxy war is a conflict between two nations where neither country directly engages the other. While this can encompass a breadth of armed confrontation, its core definition hinges on two separate powers utilizing external strife to somehow attack the interests or territorial holdings of the other. This frequently involves both countries fighting their opponents' allies or assisting their allies in fighting their opponent. In short, a proxy war is an extension of capitalism. Capitalism seems to never die. It just changes its form at any time and chance. These schools will continue to evolve, metamorphose, to be able to keep up with the times. The entry of proxy is always preceded by an issue. For example, globalization, terrorism, as well as various forms of other crisis threats. From there, they are further strengthened by the formation of mindset. If observed carefully, capitalism is accidentally released or blown into the community so that the people will be lulled with the availability of facilities without ever making the community to play its role as the owner. Then why Indonesia enters into a proxy war? The reason is because Indonesia has been contested by foreign countries in the world conflict, where the future will be shifted along with the exhaustion of fossil energy sources. So basically, this problem occurs due to problems with mastery of energy background. And it turns out nearly 70% of conflicts in the world has energy background. The increasing energy during 2007 to 2009 triggered the increase of food prices in the world, which is nearly 75% following the decreasing number of fossil energy sources. The future conflicts will be patterned in control of food sources and then water and biological energy, all of which are in one location which happens now in the equatorial region. However, there are three parts of the world, namely the equatorial region of Central Africa, Latin America, and the last, Indonesia. The three regions are known to have fertility throughout the year. With Indonesia's geographical condition, which has the potential of vegetation throughout the year, and its natural resources, Indonesia is a source of energy, a source of food, and clean water sources that will be the target of national interests of foreign countries in the future. Finally, there are many ways for foreign countries to master the natural wealth of Indonesia. One of them is to create a proxy war. Proxy war can be seen in the role of the allied of policymakers. It can be seen from the interventions of formulating the legislation and regulation or rules. The motives of the current proxy war target social, culture, politic, and economy. Proxy war has been actually already practiced in Indonesia since the colonial era, when the Dutch East Indies took the advantages of the Royal Army or its colonial army as their proxy. Indonesian people should be more vigilant because proxy war has infiltrated into the life of the nation. The entire community must be prepared to deal with it so that the children and grandchildren can live in dignity. If Indonesian people do not rise up to fight it, it will be difficult to save the future generations. And listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event on December 22, 1928, when President Sukarno designated December 22nd as Mother's Day. President Sukarno, through Presidential Decree No. 316, 1956, designated December 22nd as Mother's Day, because the first Indonesian Women Congress was held in Yogyakarta on the date in 1928. The event was remembered as the milestone of Indonesian women's struggle. The Congress marked the rising awareness on the women's universal role, meaning women's role is not limited in the household only. The Congress invited women to play a role in public, especially in sharing their thoughts, energy, and resources to overcome the social problems in the society. Listener, we move to 1948 when Syafruddin Prawiranegara led Emergency Government of Indonesian Republic in West Sumatra. Emergency Government of the Republic of Indonesia led by Syafruddin Prawiranegara was held in the period of December 22, 1948 until July 13, 1949. It was also called as Emergency Cabinet. A moment before that, Indonesian leaders, namely Sukarno and Hatta, was captured by the Dutch in December 19, 1948, after holding a meeting and giving mandate to Syafruddin Prawiranegara to create a temporary government. Soon after, Yogyakarta, as the capital of Indonesia at that time, fell into the Dutch in the second military aggression, they repeatedly spread news that Republic did not exist anymore, because the leaders of the country had been captured. Hearing the news on Dutch occupying Yogyakarta and capturing most of Indonesian leaders, then, on December 19 evening, Mr. Syafruddin Prawiranegara with Colonel Hidayat, the Army and Sumatran Territory Commander, visited Mr. Teuku Muhammad Ahsan, the Sumatran Governor, to negotiate. At that precise night, they left Bukit Tinggi to Halaban, a tea plantation area. Several Republic leaders in West Sumatra gathered in Halaban. Then, on December 22, 1948, they led a meeting attended by Mr. Syafruddin Prawiranegara, Mr. T.M. Hasan, and Mr. Latif. Although the telegram from President Sukarno was yet to be officially received on December 22, 1948, according to the prepared concept, the meeting decided to create Emergency Government of Indonesia Republic, with Mr. Syafruddin as its chairman and double as an interim defense minister, information minister, and foreign affairs minister. On July 13, 1949, Hatta Cabinet was firstly held after the second aid creation with the main agenda to return the mandate of Indonesian Emergency Government from Syafruddin to Soekarno-Hatta. Listener, we end today in history with an event on December 22, 1990. Lech Walesa to elected as president of Poland. Lech Walesa, as a Polish politician and former labor union activist, he also participated in establishing the Solidaritas, the first independent working union in Soviet bloc. Lech Walesa was chosen and Polish president on December 22, 1990. For the period 1990 until 1995, replacing Aleksander Kwasniewski. Lech Walesa received Nobel Peace Prize in 1993. Well, listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, welcome back with me, Steve, in Focus, over at the Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today's edition features Indonesia is targeted as the world's first cacao producer. Stay tuned. In the next 5 years, Indonesia is targeted to be the largest cacao producer in the world. So far, Indonesia still ranks the third, under Ivory Coast and Ghana. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala said, with 1.7 million hectare land, Indonesia should be able to be the first. The expected increase is farmer production from 500 kilograms per hectare into 1 ton per hectare. To realize this, intense socialization is necessary so that the farmers can understand better about the cacao cultivation. According to Vice President Yusuf Kala, the guidance, socialization, and quality seeds are necessary for production increase. He also asserted the target can be achieved because the potential cacao plantation area in Indonesia is bigger than other countries. The Vice President also said, to be the world's biggest cacao producer, Indonesia must be able to produce 1 ton cacao per hectare. He added, the government's effort to reach the target is National Cacao Movement or Gernas Cacao. Yusuf Kala asked for commitment and willingness from the regional governments to support the government in making Indonesia the biggest cacao producer in the world. Meanwhile, Indonesia Agriculture Minister Amran Sulaiman said the cacao market is increasing annually. Cacao foreign exchange earnings ranked the third, below palm oil and rubber. Minister Amran Sulaiman has promised to empower cacao farmers because cacao commodity is mostly managed by small communities, different from the palm oil and rubber that is managed by big companies. Based on data from Indonesian Agriculture Ministry, Indonesian cacao production in 2014 reached more than 700,000 tons with more than 1.7 million hectare productive land. Indonesia's biggest cacao producer region is Sulawesi, with more than 460,000 tons. Minister Amdi Amran Sulaiman is ready to realize the target to be the biggest cacao producer in the globe. He also asserted, in increasing the harvest, the cacao trees will be rehabilitated and rejuvenated. 1 trillion rupiah fund has been prepared for that. Minister Andi is confident that 1 ton cacao production per year will make Indonesia the biggest cacao producer in 5 years. Listener, that was Focus Today.
Welcome to headline of some national newspapers today on December 22, 2015. We start from Kompas. The daily in its headline writes about Ibu or Mother, a hero of teenagers. In the eyes of teenagers, a hero is their mother. However, in the development, the quality of women which influence the younger generation is still lacking. Mother's Day, on December 22nd, could become a momentum to improve the quality of women. Media Indonesia in its headline writes about Chairman of KPK surely views that corruption reduced. Chairman of the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, of 2015-2019 period, premised toward people's pessimism by working. The vision of prevention that become their main agenda is believed can minimize corruption and influence the welfare improvement. Nevertheless, the Commission will not abandon aspects of enforcement. Meanwhile, Republika in its headline writes about free visa facility for Israel is finished. Indonesian government to enter Israel as a recipient country of visa-free visit to Indonesia. Coordinating Minister of Maritime Rizal Ramli said, Israel included into the list of 84 additional countries that receive such facilities and will be effective from this week. According to Rizal Ramli, in 2019, Indonesia is targeting 20 million tourist arrivals. We end today's headline with Business Indonesia. The Daily writes about two oil refinery projects is accelerated. The Indonesian government will soon issue the presidential regulation about the acceleration of oil refinery development to accelerate the realization of the development of two oil refineries located in Tuban, East Java, and Bontang, East Kalimantan. The development acceleration of the refineries are entered to the 8th economic policy package that was announced on Monday, December 21, 2015. Listener, that was headline of some newspapers published today in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The Indonesian government unveiled its 8th set of stimulus packages on Monday, highlighting a MAP policy to streamline land acquisition for infrastructure development and two other policies to spur growth in oil and gas and the aviation sectors. Indian Ambassador Gurjit Singh, who bids farewell to Jakarta this Wednesday, has noted key areas for his successor to focus on, including the strengthening of business-to-business relationships and boosting tourism and education cooperation. Indian Ocean becomes one of the important areas as international trade lines with quite dense activities so that it is a required cooperation for the countries in the region that can bring benefits to the surrounding countries. The Indonesian government is currently developing the railways as a mode of public transport in addition to light rail transit LRT in Greater Jakarta. Director General of Railways, Ministry of Transportation, Herman Dwiatmo, Monday in Jakarta said LRT project is also being built in Sulawesi and Sumatra. The Indonesian government has scrapped its import tax on 21 categories of airplane spare parts as part of its latest economic stimulus package to counter headwinds faced by the country's airlines. Indonesia's climate change fund may be at risk of falling into a gray zone as the government grapples with setting up a financing scheme to manage the cash. Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar said that the government has not yet completed the assessment of the technical details of each proposed framework, which includes climate fund management under an agency within the Finance Ministry and another to establish an entirely new agency. Bali Provincial Tourism Office has noted that the number of British travelers visiting Bali rose by 28.82%, with the maximum number of foreign tourists visiting Bali in October 2015. Listener, that was News in Brief.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still listening at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin. Next segments, we have Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to a culinary in Jakarta to taste kue cubit or cubit cake. Stay tuned. Listener, Google Indonesia has recently announced the annual list year in search. This year, kue cubit or cubit cake becomes the best third topic of the most popular search and first position in receipt category of Google's version. Cubit cake has successfully to manage the third position after Arkenstone and Gojek. The list of year in search 2015 has shown things that are personal and its daily life, which is called micro moment. Netizens rely on their mobile phones to find information that can make their routines easier. For example, through their cell phone, netizens can get information about the trend hairstyle until the food recipes, including cubit cake. Listener, it is no wonder if cubit cake becomes one of the most popular trends in Google version, because this cake is very popular nowadays. Moreover, the flavors of cubit cake make people more curious. Actually, the ingredients of cubit cake are quite simple. It made from flour, sugar, margarine, and eggs. All the ingredients have to be stirred until blended with the water, then cooked in a cake pan that have different form in one pan. There are a form of leaves, fish and bowl. However, in general, the form of cubit cake is round. After the cake is almost cooked, usually added with chocolate sprinkle above the cake to make it more beautiful and delicious. But besides chocolate sprinkle, some people also add the grated cheese. Now the flavors of cubit cake even more delicious. There are original flavor, green tea, red velvet, purple potatoes and chocolate. These flavors makes the popularity of cubit cake becomes higher. Moreover, the cake is quite easy to find in the corner of the city. The price is also quite cheap, around 1,000 rupiah per piece, depending on what kind of topping on this cake and taste variants. Listeners, the traditional cake from Jakarta called kue cubit a very unique name. It is because the ripe cake from the pan is taken with tongs by the merchant, like to be pinched. A matter of taste, the cake has sweet flavor and tastes good. Very delicious when eaten with a cup of tea or coffee. The small cake is usually sold in front of the school by street vendors. But due to its popularity today, Jubit cake can be found in modern shopping centers and restaurants. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Jubit Cake or Kueh Jubit. We meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic, Hari Ibu, in English, Mother's Day. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice, and you can follow after me. Hari Ibu. Hari Ibu in English, Mother's Day. Dari mana? Dari mana in English, where have you been? Barang. Barang in English, things. Banyak. Banyak in English, many. Bulan Desember. Bulan Desember in English, December. 22. 22 in English, 22nd. Kejutan. Kejutan in English, surprise. Membeli. Membeli in English, to buy. Hadiah. Hadiah in English, gift. Bunga mawar. Bunga mawar in English, roses. Tas. Tas in English, bag. Pemerah bibir. Pemerah bibir in English, lipstick. Memesan. Memesan in English, to order. Tart. Tart in English, cake. Kesukaan. Kesukaan in English, favorite. Malam hari. Malam hari in English, in the evening. Mengajak. Mengajak in English, to take or to invite. Makan malam. Makan malam in English, dinner. Restoran. Restoran in English, restaurant. Favorit. Favorit in English, favorite. Bahagia. Bahagia in English, happy. Anak perempuan. Anak perempuan in English, daughter. Next is a conversation on topic Hari Ibu in English, Mother's Day. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Han A and Yubi B at the office. A. Han. Kamu dari mana? Kamu dari mana? In English, where have you been? Wah, barang yang kamu beli banyak sekali. Wah, barang yang kamu beli banyak sekali. In English, wow, you bought so many things. B-U-B. Saya baru saja berbelanja. Saya baru saja berbelanja. In English, I just went shopping. Di Indonesia, tanggal 22 Desember adalah Hari Ibu. Di Indonesia, tanggal 22 Desember adalah Hari Ibu. In English, in Indonesia, December 22nd is Mother's Day. Pada hari itu, saya ingin memberi kejutan untuk ibu saya. Pada hari itu, saya ingin memberi kejutan untuk ibu saya. In English, on that day, I want to give my mother a surprise. Saya sudah membelikan hadiah untuknya. Saya sudah membelikan hadiah untuknya. In English, I already bought a gift for her. Bunga mawar serta tas. Bunga mawar serta tas. In English, roses and a handbag. Dan juga pemerah bibir. Dan juga pemerah bibir. In English, and also some lipsticks. Selain itu, saya juga memesan tart kesukaannya. In addition, I've also ordered her favorite cake. Malam harinya, saya ingin mengajak makan malam di restoran favoritnya. In English, in the evening, I want to take her to dinner in her favorite restaurant. A. Han. Wah, pasti ibu kamu bahagia mempunyai anak perempuan seperti kamu. In English, wow, your mom must be very happy to have a daughter like you. So let's speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will present the Pria Band group from Indonesia. Well, listener, let's listen to a song entitled Karma Cinta by Pria Band. Happy listening.
Yang membiarkannya terluka dalam penantian. Kau yang telah mencintai, ku biarkan pergi. Aku
Listener, Priya Band was formed on September 29, 2009. The band groups using the name of the man as the name of his band by reason that man is the person to be responsible of all things. The other reason that hopefully the band can be well accepted by a large community of music lovers. The band consists of four personnel, namely Tama, Bui, Handy and Ego. Well, listeners, now let's listen to the next song entitled Mengenangmu. Happy listening.
Cinta ini, aku
The song entitled Mengenangmu tells us about someone who still remembered, to whom loved one and never forgotten. On February 18, 2010, the Priya band add to more personal, namely Ice and NASA. With the increase of personnel makes the Priya band undergone many changes, so that the group is getting more productive in music. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Kasih Janganlah Pergi and Haruskah by Priya Band. Enjoy the songs and sampai jumpa.
Bila ku hanya sesaat bagimu, jangan biarkan ku terlanjur menyayangmu. Aku tak sanggup jauh darimu, karena kau yang membuat aku menyayangmu. Cinta yang ku punya bukan sekedar kata, cintaku ini abadi untukmu. Kasih, jangan, 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 jangan kau pergi. Jangan pernah meninggalkan aku sendiri. Aku tak bisa, aku tak sanggup bila sendiri. Kasih, jangan, 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 jangan kau pergi. Jangan pernah meninggalkan aku sendiri. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi. Aku tak sanggup jauh darimu, karena kau yang membuat aku menyayangmu. Cinta yang ku punya bukan sekedar kata, cintaku ini abadi untukmu. Kasih, jangan, 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 jangan kau pergi. Jangan pernah meninggalkan aku sendiri. Aku tak bisa, aku tak sanggup bila sendiri. Kasih, jangan, 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 jangan kau pergi. Jangan pernah meninggalkan aku sendiri. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi. Kasih, jangan, 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 jangan kau pergi. Jangan pernah meninggalkan aku sendiri. Aku tak bisa, aku tak sanggup bila sendiri. Kasih, jangan, 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 jangan kau pergi. Jangan pernah meninggalkan aku sendiri. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi. Kasih, jangan, 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 jangan kau pergi. Jangan pernah meninggalkan aku sendiri. Aku tak bisa, aku tak sanggup bila sendiri. Kasih, jangan, 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 jangan kau pergi. Jangan pernah meninggalkan aku sendiri. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi. Aku tak bisa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Hanya perih yang ku rasa saat mencintaimu. Ku menyesal menyadari kau telah termiliki. Mungkin ku salah mencintaimu. Haruskah ku hentikan semua cintaku untukmu? Haruskah ku berhenti berharap bisa milikimu? Hanya sakit yang ku dapat saat mengingat.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.